done when you're falling asleep, and you just go right.
So did everyone look at the Rambam?
Yeah.
All right. So Zucker, tell me a little bit about. I care about stira. All right. Stira. What does stira mean?
Destruction.
Okay. And bona is. So we know that those things are prohibited on Shabbos. Okay. Now I do know if you pay attention to the Rambam, Rambam says stira al menas livnos, meaning l'taken, right? Which means it's not, because we know on Shabbos pure destructive actions are permitted, right? So if you did tear something down, it's got to be with a certain intent. Now, I don't care about that for this, but just be aware of that, okay? And everyone also understands that it applies to Ohel as well. There's a subcategory or whatever, a derivative of a building and destroying that applies to, we'll call them a tent is a poor word to use, but a tent, okay? I know you can. Mishnah, Beitza, Lamed, Amabez. Okay. So what does that mean? So now, I should have said the first Rashi is also important. Okay, because don't be fooled by the word. What does Rashi say? Ain't no sukkah. I mean, ate him in a sukkah.
You go on the pesach of a teres. You go on the sukkah, bikina of the party.
All right. So okay, we're going to use two terms here. We're going to use sukkah and
No.
And hut. Okay. What's the difference between a sukkah and a hut? Okay, good. On sukkahs, what happens? The hut turns into a sukkah. There is a huge difference between the two. Is that clear? Hut, sukkah. So here, what he's talking about is, what did I do? I have a beautiful hut in my backyard, and I want to go ahead and sit there during the holiday of Pesach, during Yantav. So what's halacha? Eli? Rashi? Okay. What does ela min ha-samacha literally mean?
Only that which is close to.
Which we have no idea what that means. So the Gemara is going to struggle with that. Okay, but what I certainly can't do what? I'll keep going. Rashi, Hashta.
Hashta mashma, im hu av, shenasnu, kanim harvei, mutter witul mehem.
Right.
So, and then implies that it's thick, and you put many rough reeds, as much as you take.
Okay, this is a great Aristotelian abstract type question. It's really a lot of fun, I think. So, okay. Let's understand. I have a hut, okay? Now, on top of the hut, right, on top of the hut are wooden beams, okay? I'm not going to draw this out, all right? So, right, okay? Everyone picture in their minds right now? Hut, wooden beam. All right. That's okay. Hut, all right. Hut, wooden beams, okay? Everyone clear with that? Okay. Now, on Pesach, right, I cannot remove those wooden beams from my hut because what would I be doing if I removed those wooden beams? I would be... good. I'd be destroying my structure. Does everyone understand that? Okay. So if I have wooden beams on top, I cannot remove one because what's that doing? It's destroying it. It's destroying, without defining it, the structure in some way. Right? Okay. But let's say, hold on, let me just finish one more point. But let's say I added a second layer of wooden beams on top of the first layer. You have a fascinating question. And let's say I go ahead and want to take off the second story of beams. Okay. So the question is that considered destroying the structure or not? What would you say?
No.
Because?
It's not destroying.
So, cool. So what you're suggesting, therefore, great. I'm happy you said that. What you're suggesting is that, again, think abstractly. If I have a layer of wood, right, we're going to call that roof wood, right? Now what you're saying is when I add that second layer, that's not roof wood. It's something else. You're saying it's external to the roof. Because if it's part of the roof, then... What's the difference if it's the top layer or the bottom layer?
I'm not saying it's...
That's what I'm saying. I have one layer, roof, right? If I take a wooden beam off, I am now dismantling... It's a very good word. I'm dismantling the roof. Question is, if I put another layer on top, like Rashi says, that if I went... So if I want to... I'm thickening the roof now. So the question is, that second layer, am I dismantling the roof? Meaning, do I actually have two layers or no? It's really, what do you call it, the same thing. This is a critical question, yeah. So Rashi tells us what the Gemara is going to ask. So Gemara, Parach. Stirahu, what does that mean?
The Gemara is going to ask.
Isn't this?
Saser destroying.
Or dismantling a tent, okay? Because why is a sukkah considered like an ohel in this context? Now, but don't think temporary like sukkah's temporary. Think of it like it's not a house, right? It's like a hut. You relax out there, but you don't live out there. Go on.
Since it's no fine versus stop. Of course, the second one is here. So
debatle the gabe schach. Now again, schach here. There's schach, and then there's roof. Okay, here we mean roof. So when I add the second layer of wood on top of the first layer of wood, the Gemara is going to say debatle the gabe schach kol porta, which means
it's like no, it's like it does on its own.
Which means when I add second layer of wooden beams, it becomes part of the roof. Okay, is that clear? And if you want an easier example, maybe for you more modern guys, think of roof tiles. Okay, anyone here have roof tiles on the roof? You know, talk about like shingles.
Yep.
Okay, so imagine you have a layer of shingles. Sure. So what do you do? You add a second layer of shingles.
I've never had chickenpox.
Oh. What's the difference between? Everyone agrees that tile layer that's my roof that makes up my roof, I cannot remove at all. That's considered dismantling. Question is, what's min hasamach? Is everyone clear about this so far? Everyone, any questions? I'm not saying any factual questions, right? There's no hidden agenda here. It's very simple. Eli, Gemara.
So my shna, what's the difference between taking from the sukkah and taking from that which is close to it? Min sukkah dilo deka
saser. Well, it's actually my shna min sukkah.
My shna min sukkah dilo deka saser ahalo.
Right. Okay. So they're learning right now samach law to mean second layer. So the Gemara, now again, there's something, it's beautiful what to define here. The Gemara is saying, I don't understand. What's the difference between saying I'm removing the second layer versus the first layer? So if I have multiple layers of roof tiles, the Gemara is saying, why would you ever think that layer two would be permitted to be removed if layer one is prohibited to be removed? Because again, it's learning mina samach law must mean at this point that the second layer, right, is on top of the first layer. So how could it ever be that I can remove the second layer? One more time, okay? One more time? All right. So I have two layers of tiles, right? Two layers of tiles. So the Gemara says, everyone agrees I can't remove the first layer. Does everyone understand why? If I take off one of those layers, I am now dismantling the roof. Now the Gemara is saying, min hasamach law probably means a second layer, right? But why would it ever be permitted to go ahead and remove the top layer if removing the main layer is prohibited? Meaning that second layer becomes what?
Part of the
roof. Now, of course, we have a havamina that
it would be separate.
Excellent. Okay. Okay.
Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, my samach. What does it mean, samach? Samach with the fun. It's close to the walls.
Okay. Now, what does that mean? Look at Rashi.
So reeds that are bound together surrounding the walls.
Well, no. Come on. What's nus kafim mean? They can't be bound. Really?
Straight.
Zokef kifufim.
Straight.
Right. Okay. Stivos of Defanos. Around the walls. Okay.
Kivan shelo nergu imadofen. Since they're not tied to the wall, we'll bakuli with gabe dofan.
Right, weaves. But I'm going to use tying is fine. Okay? Thank you. Okay. All right. Veno dobla samach l'schach. That's different than that. Okay, now, so one second. Now this variable is great. Okay? Sheschach eino arug. Right? Lefikach kol ze ha'elyon k'tachton schachu. Now this makes it even more complicated.
It's great.
If you're a masochist. So it's really good. So this is not attached to the wall. So now you got a big problem. Now you got a big problem. What's the problem here now?
What's the problem with that?
Oh, okay, one second. Okay. So Ellie's like, so okay, I think what you're saying is the Gemara went a little too far, right? Because if you're going to tell me, you're going to tell me what? Why would you ever think in a million years that this would be
so sad?
Maybe it's holding the wall from falling off.
It's not. Nice try. It's not a load bearing beam. Okay? It's not. So one second. So now, what's so great about this? Now let's put it all together. So you have two extreme havaminas, right? There's a havamina here that you would somehow think that what?
You can remove
that. I cannot remove this. That's one extreme. The other extreme is that this is separate from the roof. And then you have this, Rashi tries to pull a fast one, doesn't he, Ellie? Because Rashi says, oh, what's the difference? So by here, right, this is not attached to the wall. It's not part of the wall. But by the roof, what makes the second layer part of the first layer? What's his language? He says, "Veino doma l'samal schach sheschach eino arug." Right? Lefikach hakol shave ha'elyon k'tachton schachu. He says, since this is never tied together, So then there is no way to differentiate the upper from the lower layer. So imagine again, imagine for a second, I'm looking down at my roof. I have a layer of tiles and add another layer on top, right? So there's nothing attaching one tile to the other, so to speak. So I just added more tiles to tiles. So that makes it one unit, right? But here, since you have a wall that is inside it, lots of things attaching it one to the other, and this is outside of it, that's what makes it separate, okay? So that has to be explained also. You have to explain what's the difference between roof tile phenomenon and this phenomenon, okay? A lot of things to answer here. It's beautiful, okay? What do you mean, what? What he's trying to ask is that...
Well, he told me not to give it a press.
That's okay. He's asking for the minimal functional roof, meaning the first layer has got to be minimal functional roof. Everyone has to agree with that.
No, that's what I'm asking.
Right. The Rasha says... Well, we should probably read the Gemara first, right? Oh, sorry. So go back to the Gemara. Okay, so now the Gemara has another possibility. Rav Menashe Amar.
So Rashi says you can say it's Tano and it's not some of the Fanas, meaning it's some of the Fanas.
Now that's going to be very interesting. How much is he arguing? Is he saying that? Does he agree with this or not? Unclear. Okay. But he says, how else can you learn? Dechi. Azaki. Okay, great. So one more. This is the second way of learning. Okay, what's Isuraita? Rashi.
Masisin the Isuraita.
The Gabe Schach. Okay, maybe we'll hold off on the Rasha, by the way, since I think I will lose everybody. Then it's like this. Okay, so this version, this answer is saying like this. Okay, maybe I shouldn't have done this, but whatever. It's too late. This is saying like this. This is saying, in my next hut over here. So what do? So and I have my, let's say, regular roof, okay? What does samachla mean? Samachla means that I dump on top bundles of straw, let's say, or reeds, whatever, it doesn't matter. Bundles of X that are tied together. Now, why does a person put bundles of stuff on top of his roof?
To dry.
Who said that? Yeah, to dry, right? So, carefully now. Now, it's unclear. You can learn many different ways here.
You
but
don't need to say dust.
What?
You need to say
you're going to have to. Yeah, you'll see. You'll see. The Rishon take this up. All right? But, okay, good. How do I know that it's not part of the roof?
It's a different shape.
Okay.
Different dust
are not connected.
Right, exactly. All this thing. The second layer roof. Is the second layer roof, that layer, is it separate from the roof? Or is it part of the roof? Simple question. What would you say? This is great svara. This is observational svara. Right, you don't have to be too fancy here. It's just a very simple, nice. Okay.
You're gonna live a little.
Let's say you're building a roof to begin with. Okay, you got your hut outside, and now you start building your roof. Right. So let me ask you a question. As you lay on your wooden beams, right? What you would say is that each wooden beam I put on is a wooden beam until
you finish. You feel like you finish building the roof.
And therefore, and what do you say? At a certain point, you're going to say this thing now. Roof means it now functions a certain way. Right, if I have five wooden beams that are spaced out, that's not functioning as a roof. I don't care, by the way, like what roofs protect you, whatever. You know, I don't care about that. I'm saying the point is, roof is a functional idea. That's what we do. We abstract. We take like a bunch of wooden beams, and at a certain point, we say this thing's now a wall. Right? We do that with roof also. That's what we do. Right? We abstract it out based on its function. At a certain point, we say this thing functions a certain way. So the Habim is going to say that, well, the second layer functionally has nothing to do with the roof. The roof exists, and now what am I doing? I'm adding more to the top of it, right? So if I remove those pieces of wood, I'm not affecting the function of the roof. But the Maskana is saying no. The Maskana is saying that it's now we have to. This has to be explained more. You'll see why. You'll see in 1 second why it has to be explained more. But the Maskana is saying no. Sphere simply means, right, dismantling structure. And the fact is that when I look at this pile of wood, right, that's it's true. It's functioning as a roof, but ultimately, have I not changed the structure?
Right, because the wall. Yes.
Right.
You have to explain.
1 second. Now that's why. That's why it's a beautiful approach here, because once you say it's a din on the structure, so now it makes perfect sense say
that's
this is also dismantling. See, that's why the order for me is so important. In other words, you got to follow this here. If you say, that's why you can't be so binary. You're going to have to modify this, okay? In other words, but the binary is a starting point. If you say roof is a functional idea, then there's no reason why I can't remove this. If you say it's a structural idea, well, then I have a problem because I've added, these tiles become part of the roof by virtue of me adding to them. So now structurally I've changed the roof. But if you're telling me that the removal of something from the structure is stira, well, then that should apply to this as well. What do you mean? One second. But if I asked you to describe this hut for me, you would say the hut is made up of the following. Four walls, right? Roof, and this.
That's how you would describe
it.
No, I understand. We have a new variable now. That variable is tied together, right? That's the variable. But I'm just saying, P logic, though, it's a very nice idea.
Yeah, I agree.
In other words, if the Gemara flows beautifully, why you have to ask this question now?
Yeah.
So now we've got to introduce this variable, right? So the variable is tied together.
Is part of it?